The City of Bloomington has committed to funding the Buskirk Chumley Theater for one more year. The Bloomington Redevelopment Commission approved its 2019 partnership agreement with the BCT on Monday. Redevelopment Commission President Don Griffin said the agreement supports Bloomington's quality of life. Bloomington Parks Director Paula McDivitt told the commission the funding comes from multiple sources. Up to $74,000 in support will come from one of the city's tax increment finance districts.
And then $74,000, which is in RDC's jurisdiction to oversee, is for any projects that BCTM brings to our attention during the year that would go through your approval and that at this time. Of course, the rules are very tight on that, but just to remind you, in the past years, you've approved use of this funding for LED lights, a new movie projector.
Changes to state codes governing the use of tax increment finance dollars, or TIF dollars, will impact what projects can be paid for under the agreement. Buskirk's Executive Director Danielle McClellan says capacity building projects, or ones that reduce operating costs, typically qualify for TIF dollars.
So some of the thoughts that we have for potential projects in 2019 that might be eligible for TIF funding would be a second and or third phase of LED lighting for our stage lights, which are the most expensive usage in terms of electricity in the building. There's also a soundboard that is nearing the end of its life, and we'd like to look at replacing that with a soundboard that would have the capacity to record from the board, which would allow us, with the potential of another addition of film production equipment, to have high quality film productions of the stage performances that could then be monetized and sent out, made available to the renters of the space who are presenting the show. The 20-some kids in Beauty and the Beast might want copies of such a film document. Cardinal Stage Company doesn't necessarily have the capacity to do that, but we could have that equipment in the building that could then be a capacity building activity.
Redevelopment Commission member Kelly Smith asked McClellan about the BCT's potential to financially stand on its own.
Do you see, as the program gets more vibrant, gets more successful, or reduction in cost, this amount becoming less over the years? I mean, the initial idea was that the BCT would kind of take care of itself at some point in time.
McClellan told the commission that a financially independent BCT would mean drastic programming changes. She points out that since the city owns the theater building, it has a vested interest in the BCT's success.
In order for a facility of the size of the Buskirk Chumley Theater to be self-sustaining, the programming at the Buskirk Chumley Theater would have to be vastly different than it currently is. Every single one of our nonprofit organizations that utilize the Buskirk Chumley Theater are paying less than half of the amount of money that it actually costs to operate that facility. Gotcha. When BCT Management presents a national touring show, that actually generates profit that BCT Management is then churning back into the organization to further subsidize the local productions. So it is possible for a facility, maybe, knock on wood, if you're really good, if you're really lucky, to operate a 600-seat theater in an 80,000 population density area and generate enough money to survive on your own. But you cannot have local productions inside of that mix at that point. They're not profit-generating. They're completely subsidized by our operations.
Okay. That was a good explanation. Thank you.
So, is the quality of life that
well, and it's about public access to a facility that the city owns. Like, we don't in any way, shape, or form restrict access to our parks. We subsidize the golf course. We subsidize the skating rink. We allow as many people as possible to access those facilities, and the theater is exactly like those entities.
McClellan said 2017 was BCT's busiest year ever, with the theater seeing 287 days of use. Use remains high this year, with the BCT hosting events 4 to 5 days each week.
We are an example regionally for the way that one should operate a facility like this. So I'm constantly getting calls from other cities and organizations that are interested in developing their own performing arts or arts center or restoring their historic theater. And they're coming to Bloomington to see how we've been running it and how especially the relationship between the city and BCT management has worked, because they want to replicate it. And that access, the continued support of the city into both programming and facility maintenance is the key. Because otherwise you end up being more a nightclub, right?
Yeah. The city's partnership agreement also provides $55,000 in operational support. That's a $5,000 increase over last year's allocation. That portion of the agreement still has to be approved by the Bloomington Board of Public Works.